be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And a person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees who loved money heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justified yourself in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Of course, we say, we choose God. But could that many of times we choose, think of our own selves more than the will of God the Father? It's not easy. But we have a good, God give us a good conscience. We know, even little things, we do not do good, our conscience tells us. So I think it's always a new choice. Don't need just one forever. You say you choose God, but I think choose God means every present moment. We could in the past moment, distraction. Just come back. This is the will of God. Always, we do not do well. Because we are the self, we have the body attached to us. It's not easy to do His will. Because when you do His will, when you lose yourself, you've died of yourself for God and for others. It's not easy. We have pride inside. So this is the point. You have to ask humility. Like St. Francis, that He gave us a good example. The smallest among the smallest. What Teresa, Mother Teresa, He served the poor among the poor. And this is how we have to do on a daily basis. Start again, again, and again.